let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Danny Milliken.
Well, good morning out there. As mentioned, this is Home Show Garden Pros, and we're on Sports Radio 610. It's a live radio show about gardening, and we'd love to hear from you. 281-496-5711. If you're wondering, why should I listen to these guys about gardening? Let me say, Danny Linderman is here right with me now.
Good morning.
Danny Linderman, he's the man over at Enchanted Forest. Really, my Enchanted. You guys are doing a lot of stuff.
You bet.
Not just your locations, but also, you know, at people's homes, right?
Right.
So tell me a little more about that. You know,
a little more about everything. People's homes. We're doing it.
No, tell me about their homes specifically, actual homes. Like, what kind of doors do they have?
They have
just
wooden doors mostly.
No, the services you guys provide.
No, we have a full landscape service, irrigation, landscape, hardscapes, you name it, patios.
Just all that.
You bet.
And it's like the same quality, the same kind of attention that you would think of the Enchanted can be at your house. So it's pretty cool
stuff.
There you go. So Danny does that. He's part of that kind of like go out and do the work at people's homes thing. I think you oversee that
correct
that operation. But that means that Danny, you know, he's seen all these plants go in the ground. He's seen these irrigation systems go in the ground. Seen the broken ones. Seen plants failing. Seen plants thriving. So anyway, we've got a real garden expert here, Danny Linderman. So and that's what we do. That's what Home Show Garden Pros does. Is we bring in these knowledge specialists from all these really amazing retail garden shops all over town, just really destination garden shops. If you're going to have a garden shopping wedding, these are the places, destinations that you want to do them, and I'm just going to read them to you. Obviously, the Enchanteds, Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Gardens. Also, another kind of a pair partnership up in Kingwood, Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center. We've got Plants for All Seasons on 249 just past Louetta. Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights on 11th Street, and Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. Got a pretty good little spread there.
Right, all over the city.
We're looking for Southeast still, trying to find someone that we like down Southeast, the Southeast part of Houston. Really, you know, that'll wrap it all up.
There you go.
Maybe East on I-10. Anyway, if you guys know any great spots and want to share them with us, destination. It's got to be this place where you walk in and you're like, Wow, that's nice. That's what I feel like about walking into your places.
Yeah, I think all the places, you know, on the co-op, they're great. I mean, it's a reason to go out. It's a field trip, basically.
Absolutely. And because it is part of the food system, you guys do a lot with fruit trees veggie beds. Especially, I mean, y'all have a great fruit tree selection. But that means that you guys are essential business,
right?
Which is important because, man, if ever being outside – and kind of making your own food were things, it's back. You know,
it's time.
It's now.
Yeah, you bet.
So, so Danny Linderman is here. He's here to answer your gardening questions. We kind of really use this late spring and summer to talk about beginner gardeners and like mistakes people can make, problems that they might be able to notice. I'm happy you're here because we can kind of explore irrigation a little bit.
You bet.
On that front. So that's what we do. We talk gardening. So Danny Linderman, so it's Danny, the Danny Power Hour, Danny.
There you go.
Dual Dannys.
The Danny Power Hour.
Danny Day here at Home Show Garden Pros. So to get a hold of us, 281-496-5711. Danny, you want to say the number one time just to practice it?
281-496-5711.
Wow. Didn't even need to practice. That was so good. I need to practice. Sounds like, but we'd love to hear from you. Our whole goal is to help you be a better gardener, and both Danny and I are here to help you do that. And the way we do that is we dish out great kind of gardening information. You guys have a great Facebook page.
Well, we try. Not me. Everybody else. But I don't. Me and computers, we don't.
But
see
don't
eye
you?
To eye.
You take pictures sometimes. You dish them information.
I do try to contribute, but it's not me.
Do you make jokes like on their posts sometimes?
No.
Me
and computers, we.
You're like not helping at all.
No, probably not.
But are you telling other people to help?
You bet.
Okay, so that's helping.
I do that.
Yeah, so team effort on the Facebook page. Same with Home Show Garden Pros. We got a team effort. I'm really trying to get good information out there, introduce to the new plants. techniques that work. So that's what we're going to be doing. That's what we're talking about today. And as this show goes on, we'll bounce around a little bit, answer your gardening questions. But it's getting hot, but don't think you got to slow down gardening.
So, no, it's always there's always something to do out there if you can manage it.
And yeah. Plants, if somebody tells you you can't plant a plant in the summer,
no.
They're just not doing what it takes, which is really not all that much.
Correct. They we don't put the plants inside during the summer.
That's so true.
They stay outside all summer at the nursery.
Yeah, we're not digging up the trees that are already in the landscape, taking them inside in the summer because, oh, man, these live oaks, what are they going to do? Well, we want to hear from you, 281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio at 610.
Healthy trees add beauty and reduce cooling costs while increasing the value of your home if they're healthy. Protect your home with ArborTrue science-based tree care. From soil analysis, disease control, to insect infestations, trust the internationally certified ArborTrue arborist to feed, prune, and overall make your trees thrive. Easy removal of dead branches, sick trees, and stumps, too. Save your trees and protect your home with science-based tree care, ArborTrue. Get a free estimate at ArborTrue.com.
Summer is tough on lawnmowers. The ethanol in our gasoline can gum up the fuel system, making them run rough, if you can even get them started. Hi, friends. Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer and Lawnmower Repair Shop. We can tune up your lawnmower, sharpen your blade, giving you a happier and healthier lawn. Since 1955, we have helped homeowners like you to improve their lawn and landscaping with trusted advice, tools, and solutions to fit your every need. Come see us, Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, southwestfertilizer.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, this is Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center.
Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 281-496-5711.
Good morning. I'm Danny Linderman here with Danny Milliken.
Danny Day.
Danny Power.
Yeah, that's right.
If y'all have a gardening question or a problem, give us a shout.
281-496-5711. Again, Danny Day. We're going to explore MicroLife real quick. Danny, have you ever used MicroLife?
Maybe a time or two.
A time or two. That's pretty much all the gardening experience you've ever encountered.
Right.
So,
yeah,
wow,
exactly.
That's a lot, 100%. I have used it a lot, too. In fact, now is the time when you maybe need to hit your lawn again.
Yep.
Depending on what you're doing, if you are kind of have a very kind of established lawn that's doing really great, that 6-2-4 is a great thing to do. You might put down some Humates Plus right now before it gets real hot. Just hold that much more water in your lawn. Also, stop any pooling that might come from any heavy rains. So, second round of MicroLife fertilizer. I'm going to encourage you to use a 6-2-4 in June. Just putting it in your spreader and putting it out there. A big thing that happens with our sicknesses and diseases is a mineral loss. And so that's where, like, even using the citrus fertilizer from MicroLife is great for your lawns if you're dealing with a mineral issue. That's also where getting humic acids out there is a great thing to do. If you're trying to reduce the time fertilizing because you don't like the heat, liquid organics are easy and fast. There's a thing called a soil drench where you mix it in a bucket and you just dump that bucket out. Like say you're doing a shrub or a tree or something like that. And that is a great thing to do with seaweed or molasses. And sometimes depending on, you know, if you're using one of those two things, you can actually pour it over the plant. And that will protect the plant's leaves as well. So kind of using MicroLife, taking care of these things that you've invested in, your plants, your outside family, they need love too. You'll see healthier lawns, thriving flowers, and even more nutritious vegetables. And it's all going to happen kind of using nature's systems. So MicroLife delivers the highest nutritional value possible for your plants, cannot burn your plants, even in the summer heat, and it's safe to use. So your kids, your pets, your spouse, whoever you want to keep safe, maybe not your spouse, I don't know, you can use MicroLife and this will keep them safe. It is all organic. So for healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Use MicroLife fertilizers this summer. They work really, really well, and they're just – they're wonderful. So check out their website for all of their fertilizers and whole line of products, MicroLifeFertilizer.com. It's awesome stuff. It's really good stuff.
It is. It is.
Yeah, it's – I don't keep – I've been to people's homes, and they have, like, a cabinet of gardening supplies, right. And it's like – yeah, this different one. This one. What about what? What's that? Oh, that went out of business 8 years ago. It's like, when did you buy it? 8 years before that. You've had this for 16 years? So I try to keep my cabinet small of that stuff, and it's really – it ends up being almost all MicroLife.
Yeah. No, MicroLife is a – we use it religiously at the office and at my house.
Any like unique ways that you use some of their products in the landscape or at the shop?
No, I mean, just generic, really. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to make this stuff happen.
No, that's true.
I mean,
that's true.
It is all their products do a really good job for what they're intended for.
You know, the one rocket scientist I knew was a really bad gardener. I'm just saying that. You know, you hear that a lot. There's not rocket science, but not all rocket science are good gardeners. You know what I mean?
Well, maybe.
I mean, because it's not rocket science. There's some intuition. There's some experimentation.
Don't overanalyze it.
Yeah.
Let Mother Nature be Mother Nature.
Well, and in rocket science, you can't get it wrong, you know?
You can get it wrong.
Right.
If you get it wrong, it's bad news.
Devastating effects.
Yeah.
You know, space-age polymers that they're putting on there have to hold up to the heat and the cold. And, you know, we gardeners, it's kind of like we have to get it wrong because that's how we learn. You know what I mean?
All we're doing is helping Mother Nature.
I remember the first time that I applied molasses to whitefly on citrus, and gone. It was gone. It didn't come back. It was gone. The same thing with flea beetles on eggplant. Just kind of misted it with some molasses, and they left and didn't come back. And I was like, what?
You could have been a rocket scientist.
I know. And then I tried. I was like, whoa, you know, we had some little mites on hydrangea. And so I was like, molasses, heat of the day, sprayed some molasses on it, totally killed the plant because they opened their stoma real wide and too much molasses got in the plant.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I was like, oh, but experimentation.
There you go.
It really helps a lot. So 281-496-5711. This is a time where we usually go into our Facebook question of the week. But before that, Tommy has called in. And so we're going to take Tommy's call. Hey, Tommy, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Landscape a new yard, and I wonder what commonly used plants would a Mr. Landscaper guy have, which ones would he avoid using? What plants are overused and should not be used?
No, there's a lot of them. It depends on your conditions, you know, sun, shade, all these different things. Every plant, I think every plant out there that grows in our area has a place. You know, there's a place for everything, but you got to make sure it's rated for our zone, and then sun shade conditions are critical.
Absolutely. I'll say this, though. I don't think I'll plant any more red-tip phytinias until a major change happens.
Yeah, that one.
Just because they're really showing all these diseases that they get, and, you know, that one seems to be a little bit tricky. And so that's one, Tommy, that I would avoid that at once was a very popular landscape plant.
For sure.
But there's some replacements for it, right? Like there's some kind
I like Cleara as a replacement.
Yeah, Cleara's angle. Cleara is so pretty.
Yeah,
the Cleara shiny leaf.
A good one.
There's a couple more. I mean, I see too many boxwoods and kind of the wax leaf ligustrum that I kind of stay away from those a little bit in my designs. But there's other, like Cleara, really cool evergreen shrub. So
You bet.
That might be. And then, you know, seeing so many people lose their boxwoods anytime we get a heavy rain, like, you know, that's one thing I'm not really dealing with anymore.
I like to talk about plants that I like, not plants that I dislike.
That is nice.
It's all about love on this show.
Well, why don't you talk about plants you like, and I'll talk about plants I hate.
No,
I'm scared.
we could do that. That'll last 2 hours.
Yeah, I don't plant poison ivy anymore because I'm allergic to. No, Tommy, you got any plants that you've seen that you're considering that maybe you think you want a specific opinion on?
The Cleara's are good. What about some of the abelias?
Abelias can do well. I have abelias in my yard. They need a haircut to keep them a little fuller. I think they like an acidic soil. I do acidify mine. But I like mine. I have lemon lime in my yard, and it's done well for the last several years.
Abelia is really neat because it's what a broad range of different styles.
Oh, you bet.
The one has. And then the old-fashioned abelia, the classic abelia, is kind of – you're seeing a lot more now, and it's really a unique plant with
right.
the different kind of shades on its leaf, and bees love those flowers. But the, that one – What kind did you say?
Lemon lime.
Lemon lime. Yeah. It's like more lime green.
Yeah, it's variegated basically.
Yeah, and then yeah. it's more compact.
Yep.
So just two different roles. You got like a 3 foot shrub versus a foot and a half shrub.
Yep, you bet.
So, but yeah, that's great, abelia, and those smell good too.
Okay, well, I appreciate y'all's information. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tommy.
Thank you, Tommy. Yeah, that is it's an interesting thing, the notion of like plants that are maybe starting to fade out because of I think generally speaking because it's of I'm not hearing myself. I'm sure I'm still talking on there, but because of disease, you know what I mean?
Right,
because they've
right.
become too susceptible to disease. So that happens just a lot of time. We get a plant in from somewhere else and it naturalizes.
Right.
You know what I mean? It like
yeah, red tips have been a problem for boy, I'm going to guess 20 years or so.
People are still selling them, though. People are still selling them. But, yeah, they are a tough thing. Well, what are some other kind of evergreen shrubs you can kind of toss out? You know,
dwarf bottle brush is one of my favorite plants. It does well, doesn't require much maintenance, does great in the sun, beautiful red flowers.
Yeah, and it's one of those things that I think beginner gardeners can realize is, man, there are these plants – that you don't have to fuss over.
Right.
You don't have to, like, you know, you basically are better off not watering dwarf
right.
bottle brush. And the flowers are cool. The leaves are super cool.
Yeah. Get some texture in the flowers. The color's awesome on those. And bees love those.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a really great one. But that's one thing is, like, man, when you go into these nurseries that you're buying plants, make sure you can talk to somebody who knows what they're talking about.
Right.
And if you can't talk to anybody, don't buy anything.
I feel bad for people when they come in. I had a customer in like last week,
right?
Wondering where the tomatoes were. And
yeah,
he said he's been all over town looking for tomatoes, and I'm like, it's too late for tomatoes.
Yeah.
He said nobody else has told me that, and I'm like, you must have went to the wrong places because it has been too late for a long time.
It certainly happens. Yeah, tomato planting season is ended officially. Probably, you know, half a month ago or maybe a little bit before.
Maybe before that.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. But it'll start again in August.
Yeah. It won't be long.
Yeah. So keep your head up, folks. Tomatoes, we're not done with tomatoes yet.
Right around the corner.
Anybody still harvesting tomatoes out there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I got to lie. I filled a big bucket full. I got from Enchanted, I got some of those Atlas tomatoes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And they, as advertised, they're enormous.
Yeah, they're big.
Two pounders. I can't. It's like I don't want to eat it.
Right. You just want to watch it.
I'm just like so proud. Oh, man. 281-496-5711. Danny Linderman here. Danny Milliken here. Danny Day. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting natureswayresources.com, then select retail stores. natureswayresources.com. Organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
Juicy watermelon, eggplants, peppers, okra, squash, all taste better when you grow your own. Get your summer garden growing with a visit to Wabash Feed and Garden. Hi, I'm Betty, inviting you to visit a bit of the country in the heart of the city. Find out what you need at Wabash. Organic compost, fertilizers, healthy starter plants, and answers to your summer gardening questions. Wabash Feed and Garden on Shepherd, just north of 610. Look for the big rooster and make sure to mention that you heard about us on Home Show Garden Pros.
Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields. Looks something like a turnip green. Everybody calls it poke salad.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. This is Anita from Nelson Nursery, Katie's Organic Garden Center. Why don't you come out and join us and see all of our water features and our water gardens? We can add water to your garden, and that'll bring you out into the landscape in this hot weather and make you feel cooler, too. Have you considered putting in a disappearing fountain as your backyard project? Adding the sound and beauty of water only enhances your outdoor experience. Literally anything can be made into a fountain. We have the materials and expertise to show you how. You'll find all those heat-loving bedding plants, vincas, blue days, salvias, pentas, petunias, zinnias, and more to add to your garden. Additionally, we have those plants that discourage mosquitoes, citronella plant, basils, lavenders, lots of herbs, even the American Beauty Bush have foliage that are repugnant to mosquitoes. From Houston, take I-10 to exit 742, that's Katy Fort Bend Road, hang a right and go a half mile. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. I love to post all kinds of funny and informative things for you to enjoy. Check out our website, NelsonWaterGardens.com. Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros with Danny and Danny.
Good morning. I'm Danny Linderman. If y'all have any garden problems or lawn problems, give us a shout. 281-496-5711.
So good. Hey, nailing that number. You know, it's our it's a COVID number, you know, so it's like the special number.
Oh, is that a
you got it just
hotline?
Right. Not really a hotline. Just, you know, anyway, enough about the number. But it is 281-496-5711. Danny Linderman. Danny Milliken, answering your gardening questions on Home Show Garden Pros. Maureen, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hello and good morning to you. I have a actually it's a two-part question.
Ooh, two-parter.
I have certain areas in my front lawn which are getting me a little bit of trouble, and so I went and I bought a couple of small plots of grass to put in. And what I'm noticing is, yes, I've managed to keep the grass alive, but it really is not the same kind that I have. Now, when you buy a house, you really don't look at the grass that carefully. And I've been here for 20 years, but the blades in most of my lawn are wider. And so I'm noticing, even though I have the irrigation on and I've been spot watering the new grass, that it's a different grass, and so I need to do something when I add more pieces. I'll just let these go and do the best I can with the four or five pieces that I have down. So I have a two-part question, which is I'm getting ready to go out and buy more grass, more sod to put down. How can I go to some place? I don't need a lot. I'm only doing like four pieces, and I'll be slicing it up. So that's one of the questions. And the other question is, I did listen to the OBA, and so I do have Microlife. I have the 624 for my plants and lawn, but I also have another one that's Microlife, 624. So if we could start there for a minute, what is the difference?
Hey,
624 is 624, but one is for azaleas and camellias, and then the other one is for lawns,
right,
et cetera.
The azalea
colors.
Right. The azalea and the camellia one, that has acid in it for the azaleas and camellias. It depends on what part of town you're in. If you're down by, you know, in the southwest area, we probably need acid. We could use acid across everything. If you're up in, you know, northeast part of town, they probably have enough acid up there. So what part of town?
I'm the first one. I'm the southwest. I'm close to Westheimer and Beltway 8.
Okay, yeah. You're right around the corner.
You can use those interchangeably, basically, in your setting.
Okay.
If you do have acid-loving plants like azaleas, camellias, hydrangeas, gardenias, things like that.
Roses,
yes. Then
I do.
Then that pink bag is ideal. And so it'll do a little bit of soil pH lowering. Most stressed out soils have a higher pH. As they stress out, they go higher, up to more basic numbers. And so it's good to keep that pH intact. Now, healthy soil will do that. As far as identifying St. Augustine, That's really tough.
Yeah, I mean, old lawn may have the native or before there was a bunch of hybrid St. Augustines out there, but you may want to try to bring a little sample to wherever you buy in the grass from. Maybe they'll have different varieties, but I kind of doubt it. They usually just carry Raleigh, and that's what you're stuck with.
Yeah, yeah. I was about to say, Raleigh is like this classic one that everybody's got, and Palmetto was one that was used a while ago, but they look very similar.
Yeah, yeah. You couldn't hardly tell the difference.
And now there's six or seven ones.
Oh, probably more than that.
On the market, yeah. And so... But they will all kind of interchange and, you know, weave together as long as you don't get one that requires shade or is lower growing. But they'll all weave together. So I wouldn't worry about too much, Maureen. I just getting some St. Augustine down, it's probably going to be Raleigh no matter what. So I think that's your...
Well, the other twist on one of these pieces that I put down is that it does align the driveway. And over the years, I've heard that that's kind of an issue because I guess the... heat on the concrete from the driveway, I don't know actually what it does, but it must be irritating the grass because I just can't seem to keep it from slightly burning.
Yeah, I mean,
but it's not the whole strip, and you can only do so much spot watering is, I guess, my point.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, it could be chinch bugs along the concrete too, because that's their kind of their place to be, hot and dry. And so chinch bugs may be a problem, so you might want to keep your eyes peeled for that.
Yeah.
And is this time of year?
Coming up. They usually don't show up so bad right now, but more July and August they'll turn on.
Okay. Well, I'll say goodbye, and I'll be listening for good ideas. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Maureen. Anytime you get real inconsistent heat like that, the car next to the driveway.
Yeah.
You know, you end up having problems with the little spot problems with the grass.
Yeah, there can be all kinds of sorts of things. Foot traffic, when you step out of the car repeatedly in the same place.
Right, but people shouldn't just be adding water.
Right. Water's doesn't fix everything.
Yeah, in fact.
Can cause some problems.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at generally life problems, water fixes some of them.
Yeah.
You know, like if you're dirty.
Yeah.
If you're thirsty or hungry, sometimes when you're hungry, you're just thirsty. Anyway, it's not Home Show Water Pros, although we could spend some time talking about overwatering. But we're a live radio show. Love taking your calls, 281-496-5711. That Facebook page, we have a contest that's kind of ongoing called Name That Plant, and I will announce the winner of this week's contest here pretty soon because we have successfully named that plant. So, but Danny and I will keep on answering your gardening questions. And so you keep dishing us gardening questions, 281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pros.
Get growing at Warren Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrensoutherngardens.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back, Home Show Garden Pros. I want to take a brief moment to talk about an awesome company out there called Monterey Lawn and Garden. If you're not using your stuff, that's okay. I'm going to encourage you to start because they have a lot of solutions to a lot of gardening problems. One of the most famous solutions they offer is called Sluggo. Pretty awesome name. Sluggo, Sluggo Plus, both protect your plants in your garden from snail and slug damage. So snails can be a real problem. As we get more humid in the morning, you'll start to see more damage, more humid at night. A lot of times when the mosquitoes start coming out is when you get a real rush of snail and slug damage. And so they can really affect peppers, eggplants. If you still have any greens out there, or if you're trying to do green onions, stuff like that, they can do it. They can also really mess up lawns sometimes, or if you've got flowering plants, they can do some damage to the flower. So you do want to protect it against them. So usually what you see is you see kind of outer damage to things. They'll just get on it, and they'll slowly sort of eat it. And so you do want to identify any wet spots that you've got, like a pile of pile of rocks or a board laying on the ground or a stack of lumber, they will live under there. And if you can identify their space, you can actually put sluggo around their space. But you want to apply it in the evening. That's when snails and slugs are active. They get active overnight, so you put it out in the evening, you'll kind of catch them. This may surprise you, but sluggo is iron rich. And so if you're having snail problems in your lawn, you put sluggo out, you may actually see a little bit of improvement in any yellowing spots you've got. It's organic, so OMRI listed, officially organic. So you can use it and know that it's safe for your pets and your family. It's not gonna do any poisoning or ruining things. You can apply it right up to harvest, which is pretty great. So I'm not saying use sluggo as a fertilizer in your lawn, but it is totally great to use in those yellow spots, especially if maybe you think your problem is snails. So Monterey has a bunch of amazing products. One that I, you know, will always encourage people to use instead of a harsh chemical is the Monterey BT. That's a great way to treat caterpillars, and you can really be specific about it because you have to treat where they are. It's really good stuff. So look for Sluggo, Sluggo Plus, and other Monterey Lawn and Garden products. Our garden pros sell a lot of them, and so you can check them out. Feel free to check their website out. It's MontereyLawnAndGarden.com.
Thanks, Danny. This is Danny Linderman with the Enchanted Family of Garden Centers.
Yes.
And if y'all would please call us with some questions at 281-496-5711.
That was so polite, you know, like a polite request.
You bet.
I'm over here like commanding people what to do. Call us with your questions. And Danny's like being all genteel. Oh, it's refreshing in this age. Okay, Maureen, we got another Maureen. You are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yeah, I never knew my name was so popular.
Right?
This morning it is.
I mean, really? Especially, yeah. No, there's probably many other people like myself. I'm out walking. I'm going on my way to the trails. And so I listen to you all the time on the radio, but you can't call in because I have this miniature little radio I listen to. But anyways, my question is this. I bought, it's been in the ground for maybe 7 years or longer. And I have I thought it was a lemon tree, but it looks like a lime tree because there's just loads of big green, like limes on it. But the leaves curl up. You know, it looks, yeah. But anyways, and it's kind of white on it. And I was wondering, I was trying to think, I know I have something that I sprayed, but I haven't put anything on it.
I got one quick question for you, Maureen, before Danny jumps in here.
Yes.
Is the white you're talking about like variegation on the leaves? Or does it have like white fuzz, white bugs?
No, not fuzz, but it's like on the leaves. And then the leaves curl.
Oh,
so it looks like something's eating them.
Oh, little white lines.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably leaf miners. Do you see like little squiggly lines in the leaf, like a little racetrack or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's leaf miners, and that's all that is the same problem. It causes the white, it causes the leaves to curl. Now the lemon or the lime, I'm not sure which it is. I mean if they never turn yellow, then it's probably a lime.
Yeah. All of the citrus start green. And limes even do turn yellow.
Yeah, eventually, yeah.
And so at that point, they're a lot bitter. But if you can get it to a point where it kind of gives when you squeeze it some.
Yeah.
And then limes usually have a little bit thinner skin than a lemon. So if it feels like it's got kind of a real pithy skin, I would think it's a lemon. Now, the Improvemeyer lemon is very susceptible to leaf miner. So that's probably a good sign that you've got lemons.
Yeah, I mean, but limes get it. I mean, yeah. I've yet to see any citrus that won't get it.
Some of them get it
worse than others.
Yeah, my lemons are the worst about it. It's like they'll get all of it, and then everything else gets a little bit of it.
Right, right.
So I'd hold out the hope, Maureen, that you got a lemon. Don't you think, Danny?
Yeah, I mean, how big do the fruits get? I mean, you've had it for 7 years. Well, so.
Yeah, I know, but you know, sometimes I've only gotten a few off. So, I mean, I've cut them and they've looked like lemons before, but they're still pretty green. So I just kind of leave the tree alone. I used to have it in a great big, huge, like 50-gallon or, you know, real big barrel. And my husband just put it in the ground and put it out by the fence, and it seems to do its best by itself.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, they like a little bit of room to spread out.
So what do I put? Do I just leave it alone?
If it's bothering you, it's the leaf miners won't kill the tree, but it makes them look a little bit sad. So
yeah, that's okay.
You know, so you can spray it if you would like. During the growing season, you can use spinosad and all seasons oil.
What would you do, Danny?
It depends. If it was right on my patio, yeah. I would probably treat it. If it's in the back corner of the yard, I don't think I would treat it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to hear. You know, the other thing is I have those red leaf petunias, and they do. I agree with you. You talked about it, I don't know, 15 minutes ago or whenever it was. They do always get something.
You bet.
What do we put on them?
They're getting to the point where they're so susceptible to everything that, I mean, improving their soil, you know, new compost, kind of the MicroLife 624 or even the blue bag. And then I'm spraying my citrus and these with molasses.
Yeah.
I've kind of mentioned how often I use molasses.
Right.
And just that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to do disease recovery and prevention from the ground up.
What's it called again?
Horticultural molasses.
Oh, molasses. I thought you said red something. No, molasses. Okay, let me ask you this. We don't have rain spouts, and my husband won't put them up. And that's making the ground around these plants too wet. Now, what I've done is I've tried to, like, make an area so that the water can drain better, but and that doesn't always happen if it continually rains. Do red-tipped petunias, are they more, do they like dry feed, or do they like all this moisture in the ground?
They do not like it too wet. I mean, everything likes moisture, but if they're well-established plants, they're getting the moisture from way down deep. They're not really affected by the two-inch rain that we get or what have you. So you're talking about rain spouts. I'm guessing you're talking about gutters?
Gutters, yes. Okay. We need gutters, but my husband won't agree. So.
No, either way, each their own.
Unless I hire him when he goes hunting in the winter or something.
Yeah, you're going to get in trouble that way. That may not be the best way to do that.
Yeah.
But best thing to do is, like you said, try to create a little channel to let that water out of that bed. A lot of times we'll use a rock, area to make it look like a little dry riverbed and give it some kind of purpose, and it helps a little bit with the accent on the on the landscape.
Okay, that's good. No, I like that. But I and probably many other people enjoy listening to the radio show.
Good.
Well, thanks, Maureen, and thanks for calling in.
Okay, thank you for your help.
Thank you. Have a great day.
I'm glad to let it know that I can just leave it alone.
Yeah. Like I said, it won't hurt anything. Usually, if it's right on your front, on your patio, then. If you see it every day, it kind of bothers you. But in the back corner, let it do its thing.
But, Denny, you'd say it's super hard to keep a lemon, like, totally clean. And
probably, but, I mean.
It would take weekly treatment
preventative. That's the problem. I mean, during the growing season. So yeah. Some people have the time. Some people don't want to bother. But, like I said, if it's front and center in your landscape, you might have to do that.
And, something I've learned early on is that all citrus look like limes for a little while.
Yeah.
And, just got to wait it out.
Yeah.
And, overripe lime is not disgusting, but it's certainly confirmation.
Yeah, try to leave it on the tree a little while and see what happens, because maybe it is a lemon and you're just picking them too early, and it still looks like a lime.
And, Maureen, you would be very surprised how often I've heard that question, what's happening with my limes, or why do I have limes instead of oranges? Yeah. So, definitely. 281-496-5711. Danny Linderman here answering your gardening questions. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, this is Zach from Buchanan's Native Plants.
We still continue to do phone orders and curbside pickups, so give us a call. You can garden year-round in Houston. We are flush with new fruits, vegetables, and herbs. We've got the best selection in town. We've got summer-blooming trees and shrubs, things like vitex, crepe myrtles, and roses that are in full bloom around town. We're stocked up on them. Trying to make your yard wildlife-friendly? We have excellent native availability. Great options for butterfly host plants, bird attractors, hummingbird attractors, or just fragrance for your yard. Also, we are stocked on soils and mulches. Now's an excellent time to do exactly what Danny and I always talk about, compost top dressing on your lawn, or add a fresh layer of mulch to your beds before the summer heat really sets in. We're located in the Heights at 611 East 11th Street. Follow us on Instagram or check out our website, buchanansplants.com. Call us for phone orders at 713-861-5702 or come in. We're open 10 to 5 every day. And now back to getting all your gardening questions answered with Danny and Danny.
Well, I don't know if we can get all of them answered.
I bet we can.
We're going to do our best, though. 281-496-5711. JP, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. So my name's JP, but my nickname is actually Maureen. So
oh, that's excellent. That's excellent.
Hey guys, I just I'm going to keep with the spirit of two questions, but I'll make them brief. My first one is I'm in the process of making a memorial garden in my yard. My mom passed away earlier this year, and so I want to make something special, and so it's really weighing on me and trying to get something special set up for her, and so. I bought bleeding heart vines, and I bought two of them. And I nothing's wrong, I don't think, yet. And hopefully I can prevent that from happening. But I was just more curious, what's a preferred, kind of sun, watering kind of preferences for those plants, in your opinion?
Well, they don't like it too wet. So nothing does. People always talk about wet feet and all this. Nothing likes it too wet unless you're a lily in a pond.
Exactly. There's a group of wetland plants.
Right. But afternoon shade is probably preferred on the bleeding heart. That would be my recommendation. More good morning sun, but afternoon shade, like everything else, really thrive in the afternoon shade because it's so darn hot down here.
Got it. Okay, perfect. Thank you for that. And then the second question is actually for it's something that's happening with my neighbor's yard. They just invested in their backyard and they're really enjoying it. But they had a bunch of Japanese blueberries, I believe is what they're called, put into their yard, and so they have their entire fence line is lined with Japanese blueberry and a couple of azaleas, and then. You have another blueberry and azaleas and so forth and so
right.
on. Well, they've had an issue where they also planted a magnolia. The magnolia tree ended up like dying almost immediately, and so the landscaper replaced it because it was within like a couple of weeks. Now one of their Japanese blueberries is getting a little bit yellow and kind of thinned out, and so they're thinking, well, should we also have this one replaced? And so I guess my question to you guys is, in situations like that where you have a series of the similar plants and one of them just looks ill, right? Is it best should you just treat it or should you look into just replacing it now because it's probably something that's terribly wrong?
I would venture to guess it's probably going to do something with the watering. That's always where it goes back to. So they need to be checking the soil with their hand. Before they, it doesn't matter if they have a sprinkler system or no sprinkler system. Before you water, you got to know if you need to water. And so if you're overwatering, that's going to kill them. If you're underwatering, that's going to kill them. So you need to figure that out. That's probably one of the key things. And there's no soil condition, not even a bug, that will kill a plant in 3 or 4 weeks.
Right.
It's going to something with watering.
Got
and
it.
The if you have an established Japanese blueberry trees, then you're not going to kill them from underwatering
right
in 3 weeks. Like the rain that we the last rain we got a week ago is more than enough rain to fulfill the needs of a Japanese blueberry for the next month.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, so, yeah. And they're also, those, that's one of the plants, Danny, that I've got on the list of like, yeah. Okay, I'm not planting these anymore because they seem to be really susceptible to watering problems, fungal problems, and then scale.
Scale.
Mm-hmm. And so, do you, JP, are you seeing much sooty mold on their leaves?
No, we've looked at them together, and I don't really see a lot of mold, but you guys hit the nail on the head, I think, with the watering, just because they're at the end of the street. And I think what happens is the way the overall kind of the street is graded, it you know, obviously grading goes up and down, up and down. But towards their house, they tend to get a lot of the water that eventually ends up kind of shifting over towards their area. And so they put in a massive, like, drain that kicks out to the street, which is helpful. And I think it's going to help their yard overall. But I do think they still have an abundance of water. And they had that stuff planted right before the rain that you just mentioned. It was literally the week before they had all this stuff planted. So, it, you know, there was a lot of water that came in. And on top of that, their soil is probably already very saturated. So there's probably just a lot of water in the area.
Well, like I said, tell them to check it, you know, before they water or not water, because they got to learn their soils. If it's holding a lot of moisture, good. Maybe back off on the watering. If it's not holding a lot of water, then you're gonna, you know, you got to water it,
especially on
newly
mulch.
Yeah, newly planted stuff. You know, you got to be cautious of everything.
And okay,
JP, I'm real into plant triage. You know what I mean? So, like, I see that happening. I do want to kind of do a little bit of searching and figuring out what is the problem. You know what I mean? Like, trying to just identify that and not being like, huh, well, that's struggling. Rip it out. It's like, because
right.
If I rip it out and I put something else in, but I haven't addressed the problem.
Yep.
It's going to happen again.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Exactly. No, thank you, guys. I really appreciate the info, and you guys have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much.
That bleeding hard vine is beautiful.
It is. They are pretty.
But I appreciate what you said about a little bit of shade on that thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Most jungle vines are under canopy. They go to the top, but they don't really thrive at the top.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's a great thought. Danny Linderman here answering your gardening questions. 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros.
Do you have caterpillars and other worm-type insects eating your garden? Monterey BT is a naturally occurring insecticide that's OMRI-listed for organic gardening. Monterey BT is very effective in stopping these persistent pests from damaging your plants. Monterey BT can be used on ornamentals, trees, fruits, and vegetables. It will not harm birds, earthworms, or beneficial insects. Monterey BT can be used up to day of harvest. For a beautiful garden and the time to enjoy it, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
ArborTrue Tree Service, science-based tree care. Nature's Way Resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns. Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping, and Lighting, putting the wow back in your yard.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
Good morning. I'm Danny Linderman here with Danny Milliken.
Hey.
And guess who's back on the call board? Maureen, good morning.
Maureen, you got to, we don't know. So what's your question for Danny?
Okay. I don't like to ask a lot of questions. But I do have a problem. Most important was the lawn. So we got through that. Now, I did purchase a bowl of succulents. Mm. And everything was fine until I went shopping and had it outside because the tag, I was monitoring my behavior, taking good care, and it said it needed some sunlight. So between 11 and 2, I was running around shopping. When I came home, I was horrified. It looked like my firstborn child had a severe sunburn. So, what am I going to do? The top of the leaves are brown, and you sort of see as though it's an old woman or man with wrinkled skin. When I
thank you
lift
for
the leaf,
balance,
the analogy, huh?
Yeah.
The other side looks just fine. It's green and happy. But it's still confusing because in the center for the new growth, and this is the largest succulent that I have in my bowl. My bowl is 10 inches, and this succulent leaves is very large, and it goes from one side all the way over to the other. So it's the one that gets the spotlight.
Sure.
In the very center, the youngest new growth is just fine. No sunburn. But the ones on the outer part, closest to the 9-inch edge, they are looking fried. Like I said, the top looks terrible, just like a kid's sunburn. What do I do? Do I cut them off now? Do I just let them all grow out?
You could go either way, really. I mean, if it's dead, it's dead. You know, if it's burnt, it's burnt. It won't rejuvenate itself. It's going to stay burnt. So,
okay.
And I'd advise against using the sunlight in the midday as your sun choice. Evening sun. You got to think those things have been in a shade structure their whole life. So it is kind of like your kid's first sunburn, because it is the first sunburn for those little buddies. But anytime anybody's listening, that 1 to 3 or even noon to 3 sun is not ideal for the first flash of sun. So start in the morning or do it in the evening. When I sun my succulents, I like to do it in the morning when I'm having coffee and sitting outside reading.
Yeah, I mean, the best thing to do is partial day shade. I mean, partial day sun on succulents. I hate throwing them out there in the all day sun. Some of them can handle it, but not all of them.
Yeah, and you know, some they'll probably kind of bounce back. Where'd you get the bowl of succulents?
Well, it was outside HEB. If you remember, it said I had to go shopping, so I was getting food, and it looked gorgeous.
Yeah. Those stores that are not specialists at kind of plants and stuff, you know, keep your expectations a little lower on survivability of stress things. But, yeah, I might mist it with a little spray and get it inside, and you might see some recovery. But you can always, you know, mix and match, too, Maureen, like get some new stuff.
Right. Right, but it was just so large, and I when I purchased it, I thought, this is beautiful, and I thought, what am I going to do when this middle plant gets too big anyhow? So I guess I'll trim it, but my next question is, what type of food do you give a succulent?
We use MicroLife across the board. That's truly...
What kind? What kind do you use?
Usually on the 624. I mean, that's what we use for across the board. I mean, citrus, the fruit trees, shrubs. And, you know, if we need something acidic, then we'll use the acidic MicroLife. But
okay, but for this, I spoke to her earlier, and I do have both.
Yes, just a regular 624, the green bag.
So just the green.
Yes.
Okay. One trick I learned one time when I was up at Enchanted Forest asking them about succulents is the trick was to paint succulent leaves with milk or cream.
Right.
Just like paint them. Not even, if they drip in the soil, that's okay. But you want to get a little bit of calcium on the leaf, and this is a really cheap way to do it. So learn that from you guys.
Yeah, that is a good one, but it won't bring back
that's
the sunburn.
That's not fertilizer. That's just like skin care for healthy ones. So, but you could try it, you know?
Yeah.
No. When I buy a plant, whether it's in the yard or in the house, it becomes part of my environment. So when something goes wrong, I'm thinking, oh, what did you do or what didn't you do?
Right.
And Maureen, I have very strict life rules about a lot of things. And one of them is I always want to buy plants from people who can answer my questions and know about the plants. And I love HEB. I shop there, but I don't buy plants from there.
I usually do not. No, I pretty much go to Wabash and anything around me because I'm closest to I-10 by Memorial City. So nice. I kind of try to go to several different ones, but they're all organic. So another question, since it's okay to ask more than one.
Well,
my okra plant, talk about. It's separate from the rest of my garden. It gets its own water supply, so I can control the water. Now, you said not to spray the leaves of tomato plants. What about my okras?
Same thing, really, but okra is probably a little more forgiving. I mean, they're a tough plant.
Yeah, the roots want the water.
Yeah,
is the reality, and they have the little kind of spikes, stems, fuzz on their leaves, and so that generally means that they're trying to moisture control, they're trying to humidity control on their own, and so adding water to that leaf not exactly what the plant wants. It wants it at its root. So if you can just kind of, you know, not on purpose spray its leaves. But yeah, I think it's
I am such a fanatic. I'm sorry to admit this, but I also have dedicated lines that go to my plants. I just don't use a general pop up. I have lines.
Yeah, you do drip irrigation.
It's not really it's not drip irrigation, but I can select what I want, where I want it to go, and so it has a better chance. Now I've already put them in the ground, the okra, and I just gave them a little bit of MicroLife. MicroLife, you don't do weekly or once a month. It seems to be maybe once every 3 months. So am I going to use seaweed or something else to encourage
it? With those okra, you can push them. You can push them pretty good with the MicroLife. So I might do it weekly, or I would push them personally.
If they're in good soil conditions, they won't need it weekly.
Right.
If they're in poor soil conditions, they may need it weekly.
Maureen, when did you plant the okra? Just recently, or?
Well, to me, it seems recently. It's about 3 weeks, but I bought them as transplants, even though I heard you say, don't do that. But when I went to one of the people that are all organic and have ponds, et cetera, they had the plants, and I thought, I'll buy one.
I mean, I got two transplants and four seed ones for my house. But really, we want to get them to where they're cranking in the heat, shading our gardens. So, I mean, give me big okra quick is my goal.
Right, right.
Yes, that's what I'm hoping for. They're not very big, though. They're only about 4 inches.
You'll get them there. I would fertilize them personally.
Yeah, I mean, it won't hurt anything. MicroLife, you're not going to burn them, so you're not going to hurt anything, for sure.
Well, Maureen, we're up against the break. Really appreciate you calling in.
Absolutely happy to talk to you again.
Yeah, and it continues our Maureen train, so that's good stuff.
All righty. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Your outside family needs love too. Show you care with MicroLife fertilizers. Add a second round of MicroLife 624 and Humates Plus to grow healthier lawns, beautiful flowers, and more nutritious vegetables naturally. When the heat is on, add MicroLife liquid organics to both cool and feed your plants. MicroLife fertilizers deliver the highest nutritional value possible while safe for you, your children, and pets. MicroLife fertilizers, available at your friendly neighborhood garden centers. MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Folks, we are back. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610 281 4965711. We're answering your gardening questions, and we're going to bring in the big guns here. Bob Patterson, the Yard Geek, here to answer a question. Hey, Bob.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Margaret asks, Margaret's hawthorn bushes are thinning fast, leaves turning red and dropping off. Can she save her hawthorn?
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. It sounds like, from what she's describing, is a blight problem. Mm. Hawthorns are susceptible to that in the area. So we can go a couple of ways as far as treating this guy. Obviously, we can spray organically. We can spray with like a neem oil. Mm. That will help that. Also, synthetically, we spray with a mancozeb or a systemic insecticide called propiconazole. That will work very well. But what's more important than anything, Danny, is those leaves dropping off. It is imperative that we go out there and rake those leaves up as often as we can. problem with those leaves laying in that mulch or right underneath those shrubs, when it rains or we water, turn the sprinkler system on, water splashes off those leaves on the ground, splashes it back into the shrub, and keeps it spreading. That's how it spreads from bush to bush. So important to keep those guys raked up, get all those leaves out of there, throw them away. Let's not compost those or anything. Let's just throw those away, and then let's do a spray, a treatment twice. Should take care of any of those products I mentioned, and we'll get you going again and, you know, take care of that soil underneath there, lots of compost, lots of mulch underneath there, and no, I think we can save the shrubs with no problem.
Well, that's great. I thought it was going to be hard, but it was not hard for you.
Well, we see it all the time, so it's not something that's completely strange to us, but we can help, and that's what we do best. Friends, if you have any kind of yard problem, shrub problem, or anything, take a picture of it, bring it to the store, let us look at it. Good chances are we can diagnose you and get you something that will fix the problem. If not, feel free to take that picture and email it to me at yardgeek@homeshowgardenpros.com.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.